You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, the news magazine The Economist is rolling out two new election forecasting models to try to predict who and which parties are likely to win in this year's House and Senate races. The models use machine learning algorithms to parse a variety of data. Will these provide and prove better than opinion polls? Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The Economist model takes in election data going back to 1942, factors including a district's voting history, polls, and fundraising. Data editor Dan Rosenheck with The Economist says the model also responds to new data as it comes in.
It will continue to change every day up until the election, depending on what the polls say, how the fundraising data comes in.
Those kinds of predictions can be valuable for candidates and their parties as they decide how to spend their money, says political science professor Kostas Panagopoulos at Northeastern University.
Particularly if you're a national party looking at these forecasting models to figure out where to allocate resources and who needs more funds.
But forecasting models have their limits, Panagopoulos says, because the data just provides a snapshot in time.
Any prediction is only as good as the data that's fed into that forecasting model, and sometimes, you know, they're wrong.
He says models like these can get more accurate closer to the election, as many voters make up their minds. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.